We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Another very unspring-like day. A winter weather advisory is in effect for McHenry and DeKalb counties until noon. Let's get the latest on this snow. AccuWeather meteorologist Dean DeVore.
All right, Cisco, our winter weather advisories for McHenry and DeKalb counties until noon. Those are the areas with the steadiest snow and the coldest temperatures. We're seeing some accumulation on some roads and mainly grassy surfaces down near the city. We're in the mid-30s, and we'll get in the mid-upper 30s. So the rain and snow just creating a lot of just wet, maybe a little slush here or there. Temperatures in terms of the real feel are going to be in the 20s today. We'll taper down to rain and snow showers tonight. We'll pick up the intensity of the precipitation tomorrow. Rain mixed with some snow in the morning, tapering off in the afternoon. Real feels tomorrow still in the 20s. Finally getting better towards the weekend. I'll tell you about that coming up. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Dean DeVore.
We'll get that full five-day forecast coming up at 8:15. The Chicago Health Department is taking steps to contain cases of tuberculosis among some newly arrived migrants in the city.
Earlier this week, the health department confirmed a small number of tuberculosis cases among some migrants. Officials haven't confirmed an exact number. The city says many migrants arriving from Central America and South America have latent TB infections, meaning they can't pass the virus but will still get a positive test result. This comes after the city spent an additional $85 million to extend its contract with Favorite Healthcare, the firm that's been helping with migrant healthcare. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
There were some scary moments in far southwest suburban Crest Hill yesterday when a shootout in the middle of the day sent bullets into three businesses.
Joliet police say officers found more than 40 shell casings as they responded to a Crest Hill strip mall shortly after 1 o'clock. They say a shootout between two groups across Theodore Street left two cars and at least three businesses with bullet holes and broken glass. A manager of the restaurant Marishka's tells CBS to no one was hurt, but lots of people inside were terrified.
The windows were shot out. One of our hosts was really kind of trembling, very scared. It was just chaos. For the first 5-10 minutes, again, I was just trying to assess everything going on because people are shaking and screaming.
Crest Hill police say they found a suspect hiding in the neighborhood and took him in for questioning. They're looking for a handgun they believe one of the suspects dropped. Joliet police say three suspects left in a light-colored SUV. They're asking anyone with video or other information about the shooting to reach out to them. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police detectives are investigating the shooting of a man in his home last night in Inglewood.
The man, who's 20 years old, was in a rear bedroom of a residence on Morgan Street near 60th. It was about 8:20 p.m. Police say a bullet was fired through a window, hitting him in the back. He was initially in fair condition at the University of Chicago Medical Center. Police say there is no one in custody. The circumstances are being investigated by Area 1 detectives. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A North Chicago man is facing felony charges in the alleged assault of a woman in Evanston. 26-year-old Carlos Scott is being held on a charge of criminal sexual abuse. He's accused of grabbing and groping a 20-year-old woman as she was entering her home on the 800 block of Noyes about 10:30 back on February 27th. Police say security video was used to identify Scott. A Chicago man facing 23 years in federal prison on drugs, conspiracy, and crack cocaine distribution charges.
46-year-old Julian Wire was convicted in December and sentenced on Monday. Federal prosecutors say Wire distributed the cocaine in 2019 in Rock Falls, which is in western Illinois. Back in 2008, Wire was sentenced to 17 years imprisonment for illegally possessing cocaine base with the intent to distribute, and he was still on federal court supervised release at the time of the conspiracy and distribution charges for which he was sentenced this week. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Two tornadoes briefly touched down yesterday in Kankakee County.
The National Weather Service, according to Channel 5, confirmed that at about 2 p.m. Tuesday, one tornado appeared in the village of Bonfield, west of Kankakee, and another appeared in Mantino, just north of Kankakee. The service says there were no reported damages caused by either of the twisters. There already have been 22 tornadoes officially reported in Illinois this year. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Cook County plans to use federal relief funds to help some suburban food pantries expand the number of people they serve.
County Board President Tony Preckwinkle pointed to three gleaming cold storage delivery vans that will work with the Greater Chicago Food Depository, where Kate Mayer is the executive director.
They will be able to make home deliveries to household neighbors at high risk of food insecurity. And at a time when so many families are still struggling to make ends meet, this is a big deal.
For County Commissioner Alma Anaya, this mission is personal.
One of the reasons why this is one of the most important part of my job as a Cook County Commissioner is because I was once that kid that was eagerly looking in a box when we received something at a food pantry.
The refrigerated vans will serve the Grace United Church of Christ Food Pantry in Sauk Village, the Hattie B. Williams Food Pantry in Oak Forest, and the St. Cletus Food Pantry in LaGrange. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.